that Seco Thurlow had just arrived at work that August morning 60 years ago. It was her first day as a clerk decoding Allied messages as part of the Japanese war effort. Then, through the window, she saw her world change. She was 13 years old.
I saw the bluish-white flash. I had the sensation of floating in the air. Because of the strong blast of the bomb, all the buildings were collapsing at that time.
Thurlow was 2 kilometers from where the atomic bomb landed. She escaped from the building before it burned down. Thurlow moved to Canada in the 1950s. Now she's come here to remember. The Montreal Botanical Garden holds an annual peace ceremony to mark what happened. The special relationship between Montreal and Hiroshima grew right here. For years, the people who managed the Botanical Garden hosted events to promote Japanese culture. And in 1998, Montreal and Hiroshima became twin cities.
We have to continue perpetuate this friendship with Montreal and Hiroshima and spread the word all over the world that peace is more important than anything.
This bell rang tonight at the exact moment the bomb dropped, 8:15 in the morning, Hiroshima time.
It makes you think that we are all standing around here in a beautiful garden and, you know, enjoying existence, and then all of a sudden such things can happen.
Such things did happen to Setseko Thurlow.
I brace myself each time. It's extremely difficult, but I also believe it's important for me to let more people know what that tiny, primitive atomic bomb did.
Thurlow says when she's alone and thinks back, she sobs.
That's the nuclear age dawn.
But she says telling her story helps. It brings her something she never thought possible that day. Peace. Matthew.